Amen. Proverbs chapter number 18 and verse number 24. Proverbs 18 and verse number 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do ask you to touch now. Help us as we look to your word. Take these words and help us to be an able minister this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And y'all heard my wife snicker. Y'all heard that, didn't you? The reason my wife snickered is because it don't really matter where we are. My family, it's kind of become, you know, where's your daddy? He's made a new friend. He's making new friends. You know, he's doing different things. And I often tell them, well, the Bible says that if you want to be friends, you need to show yourself friendly. You need to be friendly. And so they accuse me of that all the time, but here's the reality of it. From everything that I know about my family, it comes honest. Amen. I remember Daddy telling about my granddaddy. They'd stop somewhere on the way. They'd be headed up to the farm trying to get up here to go hunting, you know. Him and my uncle and maybe somebody else and be my granddad. And they'd stop at the gas station and somebody granddaddy hadn't never seen before. He's done talked to him 30 minutes and they're trying to get him to come on. Friendly. By definition, a friend is a person whom one knows and with whom one has a bond of mutual affection. A friend. Now, every once in a while I just notice this because how many friends have I got in this world? Well, if you go by Facebook, I got several. You know, I was noticing somebody had thousands. Boy, if that was only the case. But that's not really the case. Because that's not how that works exactly. In friendships, there are inner circles and then bigger circles. But to be friendly means to be kind and be pleasant. Amen. That's us all the time, ain't it? Kind and pleasant. Amen. But I got to thinking. I know of a church. You know what the name of it is? Friendly Baptist Church. They put that there in the name. Friendly Baptist Church. Amen. If you go to Geneva, Slocum, Hartford, there's a bank. You know what the name of it is? It's Friend Bank. Amen. They want to be your friend. Bank with a friend. Brother, I even looked there. It's a friendly car wash. That's the name of it. Friendly car wash. Amen. They want you to come. Let you know that you're going to have a pleasant experience if you come to them. And then here's one that I thought went without saying. Name of the place, it's the Friendly Donut. I thought all donuts was friendly. I mean, I can't say as I ever got a hold of one that wasn't friendly. But Friendly Donut. I guess maybe they want to know that the folks in there is friendly as well. I don't know, but friend. History tells us about Abraham Lincoln when he was a young man, just starting out in his life. And one thing that Abraham Lincoln was, he was poor. He was the definition of poor. And it was often said about Abraham Lincoln that Abraham Lincoln has nothing except friends. They said he had a lot of friends. I mean, he didn't have much in this world, but he had friends. And so if we have friends and very many friends, then, amen, that is a richness and a blessing that God has given us to have a friend. It is a gift from God. God has made us, each one of us, social being. Now, I mean, let's be honest. Some of us is more social, you know, than others. God made us all. And even those of us that's not as social, most of them want some social contact. I mean, they're not wanting to do it by themselves. But that's the way God has made us. And religion encourages those union and it prompts friendship among brothers and sisters among one another. And listen, and the reason that we're here this morning is because of Bible school. Because you know what we told the children in Bible school? We talked to them about friends. And we spoke to them about friends and about being friends and having friends. But we spoke to them about Jesus, who is a real friend, who is a loving friend, about Jesus, who is a forever friend. And I'm thankful that He is, and God help me to be that kind of friend. I think about that church, its name, Friendly Baptist Church. Well, our name ain't Friendly Baptist Church, but God help us to be so. Help us to be friendly. And amen, I believe that we are most of the time. Amen. And I say that most of the time because every once in a while my wife acts like I ain't friendly. I don't know. But anyway, God help us to be friendly. But see, here in this verse, it tells us there is a way to make friends and to strengthen our friendships. And we can see this in Jesus' life. But the way to make friends is, first of all, is we must reciprocate if we're going to be friendly. Amen. It's not just a one-sided affair, amen, but it goes both ways. No one can expect to be befriended or cherished and desire to be friends with somebody, amen, and we've met them. Folks, that, you know, it's said that it's hard to be friends with them folks because, amen, maybe they've got a lot of negativity. Maybe everything, amen, is wrong and they don't have too many nice things to say. God help us. You know what? Sometimes even those people, you know what? If we'll ask God to help us, God will help us to befriend even them. We talk about love, and boy, we just talk about seeing somebody, and boy, we just love them and fall in that. But see, love is a choice. I mean, we can choose to love somebody. How do you know? Well, God chose to love me. It wasn't that I was so friendly and so nice that God chose me, but amen, He chose me despite everything that He knew. I heard somebody say, God is somebody that knows everything about us and He loves us anyway. He loves us anyway. There must be some reciprocation. We must give and receive. We cannot just be constant. There are some folks in this life that all they want to do is take. But God, help us to be givers. Help us to be cheerful givers. Help us to be faithful. Amen. Jesus was a faithful friend. And amen, God, help us to be faithful in our friendships, to be the ones that we can trust. You see, what friendship does, it involves the discharge of all kinds of the offices of sympathy and help to be a friend. I mean, it's not just one thing. It's a multitude of things. And boy, one thing we learned about Bible school, because I told them the other night, I don't know what I told, but you know, they had me back there decorating before Bible school, and I lasted about 5 minutes, and I got fired. Because they said, he'll make these fishtails. And I cut out, and I made a fishtail, and I said, here. And my wife said, that ain't a fishtail. And so, what I'm saying is, see, as much as I wanted to, that wasn't my cup of tea. But listen, there were several others that was able to just cut them things, draw them things out and cut them out, and they look good. Can I just tell you, if I'd have been one decorating this, it wouldn't have looked like this. But see, friends, it offers a multitude of sympathies and help, and that's why it's good for us to befriend one another, because amen, we may be able to accomplish that one of our friends need, and they may be able to do the same for us. To be a friend. We are to be to others And God help us here. We are to be to others what we would have them be to us. Amen. Was that the golden rule? God help us. God help us to be a friend. The strength of true friendship. And that's what I said a while ago. Friendship on Facebook and that person that had just thousands of friends. Amen. That's not what the kind of friendship that the Bible's speaking of here. Boy, to be a friend that does what? That sticks closer than a brother. Amen. But the strength of friendships and these words here in this particular verse emphatically speak of Jesus, but not exclusively. Jesus is emphatically that friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's there. Amen. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us He said, I won't leave you nor forsake you. He's what we taught in Bible school. He's a real friend. He's a loving friend. And amen, He's a friend forever. Amen. And that's what God calls us. He said, a friend sticks closer than a brother. And God help us to imitate Jesus and to be that friend, that person. Because in this world, in this life, you know what we need? We need friends. We need help. I think about those fellas running that obstacle course in the Army or the Marines or whatever, basic training, and going over that wall. And I've seen them sometimes when it comes to that wall, some of them, boy, can hit that thing and they can just scale it and poop right on over. And when they're running as a group and a team, if they know that they've got somebody that struggles with that wall, amen, they make the preparations to get him over the wall. Amen. That means if there's somebody that's better than him at running the wall needs to go first, and then somebody else behind him. Amen. That's what they do to get him over the wall, because, amen, they work as a team, as friends would, to make and clear the obstacle. You know what? We've got a bunch of obstacles in this Christian life. Boy, there's a bunch of obstacles in this world. Sometimes, amen, we need to... Sometimes I need some help getting over certain walls. They're just hard to climb, hard for me to get by and around. And we need some help. And amen, God has put us together. Amen, and that we might strengthen and help one another. The ties of a friendship can be stronger than ties of even our natural relations. It says a friend sticketh closer than a brother. And this is seen in times of adversary. We've been to the aid of a friend. We've had a friend come to our aid. To be friendly. Amen. And we have friends. We've got friends, and we're not naive enough to think that the friends that we have are perfect. But amen, they're still our friends. Amen. Because and we have mutual affection one for another. Listen, and we mentioned the friendship. There's inner circles of friends, and then there's bigger circles of friends. That's just the way God made us. Everybody don't like to fish, you know. I mean, if you got somebody fishing all the time and somebody else says, you know, all they want to do is, I don't know, collect stamps. I mean... You know, them two just don't go together that well. But you take two friends, I mean, if they like to go to the ball game, they may go to the ball game together. I had an uncle that talked about football, and here's how he described it. He said, I don't know what the big deal is. He said, I watch it on TV, and his words exactly, he said, they line up there over the ball, they snap the ball, and he said they all pile up, and he said they get up, and they all run back, and they get in a hurdle, and he said they hurdle up, and then they go back to the ball, and they snap it, and they pile back up, and they get back up again. He didn't care nothing about it. He was not a sports fan. When I go to the river, I'm glad that everybody don't want to go to the river. You know, because that gives me more elbow room. And so there's distinctions in their thing. But listen, just because I like to fish and somebody else likes to collect stamps, God help us. We might not be the inner circle of friends, but amen, we can still be friendly. And amen, and in Christ we can be close friends. We can help one another. We can be a true friend. Because friends encounter sacrifice and suffering for their brothers and sisters. And everything that can be said about friendship, everything that you think about friendship that exists in friendship, can exclusively be said more and more about Jesus. So when you think, and I think, and we think about a friend, if we just could pick the ideal friend this morning, I'm talking about if we could just make them, you know, we could just say, okay, they this, ideal friend. Everything and more you could imagine Jesus is. And He has been, He is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. God help us to show ourselves friendly. Certainly Jesus did. You know what He did? He was not afraid to even get where the lepers were. Jesus showed Himself friendly. Amen. Jesus offered us His friendship, amen, while we were unfriendly. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. He made the first approach to come and to be my friend. And amen, there's no other friend like Jesus. No other friend like Jesus. To have Him as our friend is to have the best friend that we could know in this world. But amen, but outside of that, thank God He's placed us in the body of Christ that we can have brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen, with like characteristics where, amen, we think about the same things. We have the same things in common. We come together because we love Christ and to worship Him. And we recognize our insufficiency in many things. And there's others that we look at because I've seen in my own, I've seen, oh, brother or sister so-and-so, they just don't seem to have no problem with that. And boy, it seems to trip me up all the time. God help me. God help me. Because we live in a world, and I talked with a gentleman, it's been years ago now, but he sat down on the steps of the church house. And he was sitting there when I walked out. I don't even remember what was going on at the church, but he was sitting there. And I sat down beside of him, and I talked to him, and here was his testimony, if you will, to me, his word to me. He told me, he said, I do not have, and he was including his family, I do not have one friend in all this world. I don't have a friend. He did not know Jesus. I talked with him. There's many, and God help us, because here's some of the things that I saw this week as we came to Bible school and we had the different things going on and the different children. We had one young man, and I shared with those that were there that night in Bible school. We had one young man that he enjoyed himself. Some of the ones, you know, we got the music going and they got motions, you know, to do with the music and things. And some of them you had to, you know, coerce and try to get them. And some of them ain't going to do it. And I understand that because that was me. I mean, that was me when I was in Bible school. You know, it like pulling hen's teeth, they say, to get me to do anything like that in front of where people was. Not now. But this little fellow, he enjoyed himself. And what I told him was, I was reminded of that saying, the little boy when his daddy put in a quarter in the offering, and he wound up when it come back around, and he was the preacher and he got a quarter out of the offering that day. That's the only money that was in there, and that's what he got paid for coming and preaching. The little boy said, Daddy, if you'd have put more in, you'd have got more out. And I mentioned about the little feller. You know, boy, one reason he enjoyed it so, because son, everything he had was in it. He was in. He didn't care. I heard him one time, he looked at some of his mother, wasn't doing nothing. He said, follow me. But you know what? That's what friends do. Amen. When somebody else is is struggling when they not really finding their way. Come along, you know, just follow me. We'll get it. And that's what he said. He said, follow me. I saw some other ones, amen, that came in that, amen, that they needed a friend. I would be willing to say that they're starved for some attention. Amen, they need it. And listen, that's just a little group of children. We live in a world that's that way. God help us to be a friend to one another. But God help us to be a friend to this world and to carry the light. That light that shines forth, that beacon that's set on a hill that gives out a light that, amen, that we are God's people, and God's people ought to be the friendliest people in the world, wouldn't you think? Oh, it's not that we don't have to do some correcting and say some hard things sometime to brothers and sisters, but even, you know, to correct, the Bible talks about iron sharpeneth iron. I mean, it happens. But you know, even in that context, it talks about being a friend. Friend, that's what friends do. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 12, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Help us to abound in what? In love. It says towards one another and toward all men. It's not just here, but it's here and out here. To be a friend. God help us to love and to be friendly and to know that we have a friend in Jesus. We have a friend in Jesus. We're going to close a little bit different today. We're going to listen to, and I'll even let y'all watch the little video. You say, well, this was intended for the kids. Well, it was. But amen, sometimes, amen, God uses little kids to speak to us. And amen, and He has done that some to me this week. And amen, while I play this song, we're going to use this as an invitation song. And if you need prayer for any reason, amen, you come. But we really want to listen to this as we dismiss this morning.
Comes from God's own heart. There's so much for you. And
Let's pray this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your blessings. We thank you that, Father, that you are a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, that you said that you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And I ask you today to touch our hearts and help us that we would have that love one toward another. And Father, we'd have it toward all men, that they could see the love and the light of Christ in our hearts and our lives, that we would show ourselves friendly, Father, even to those in this world that is not so friendly, that they might see Jesus in us. I pray, and as you touch and help each and every one, keep us now as we go from this place. Have your hand upon us and bless, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. God bless you.